Well, I have the pleasure and the honor of reading the sermon scripture today, and ordinarily I have somebody else read the sermon scripture when I preach, so it's my pleasure to read the scriptures for you today. Our sermon scripture is found on page 528 in the Pew Bible, if you'd like to follow along. 528, it's Psalm 5. And after I read, I'm going to just tell you a little bit about our guest speaker and then invite him up here and pray for him before he preaches. Psalm 5, this is a psalm of David, page 528 in the Pew Bible. For the director of music, for flutes, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my sighing. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation. You are not a God who takes pleasure in evil. With you, the wicked cannot dwell. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men the Lord abhors. But I, by your great mercy, will come into your house. In reverence will I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight your way before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongue they speak deceit. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor, as with a shield. This is the word of the Lord. Well, many of you probably don't know the connection that Michelle and I have to Compassion Canada, and maybe some of you don't even know what the organization Compassion Canada does. I'm going to let Lemuel tell us a little bit about that in a second, but I will tell you that it is a child sponsorship organization, and the Lord used compassion and a sponsorship that I was in, and Michelle and I were involved with, in order to bless my life and to change my life completely. Change our lives completely as well. About 10 years ago, I found myself in Ecuador on a compassion trip visiting my sponsored. We had two sponsored children at that time in Ecuador, and at our church, we were going down to Ecuador to visit them. And I had never been on a missions trip before. I was very reluctant even to go on this trip, to be completely honest with you. But I found myself at the airport in Quito wondering, how is the Lord possibly going to use this trip? And the Lord showed up in incredible ways in that week. He used me and called upon me to speak and to pray with many of the people in Ecuador, and that was really the first place where I, as I described to people, it felt like I woke up and spoke a language that I didn't know that I had. And after I came back from Ecuador, I couldn't get it out of my mind that the Lord wanted me to become a pastor. So it was through this compassion trip that the Lord called me into the ministry. Another thing that happened there was just this sense of, I mean, I've always loved children, but there was just being around all these kids, these sponsored kids, the Lord just kind of melted my heart, not just towards the kids, but towards everybody who was on the trip with me, and he just broke me in that trip. So it was a really special time for me. So I'm Michelle and I then became ambassadors for Compassion Canada, and we went around to many churches in Winnipeg and southern Manitoba playing and playing. And we had a friend of ours who was a singer who came with us as well, and we were advocates for Compassion, encouraging people in various churches to sponsor children around the world. And really, as Lemuel will tell you, you're sponsoring children, but more importantly, you are sponsoring the church, the local church. You're supporting the local church around the world. So it's much more than simply a child sponsoring agency, as important as that is. The work that Compassion does is incredible, and just, I can't speak highly enough of the organization, but I won't speak too much more. At this time, I'd like to invite Lemuel Enoch to come up, and he will tell you a little bit more about himself, and I'm just going to pray for you, Lemuel, before I go sit down. Lord Jesus, I thank you that already Lemuel has blessed me, my brother here in Christ, with his story, with his joy in the Lord, with his openness to following your leading, even despite the fact that he had a tricky time getting to Winnipeg this time with the airplanes. Lord, you used him even in the airport. You had a plan for him in mind. Thank you, Lord, that he is always sharing with people that plan that you have for them, for their lives. And I thank you that you've brought him here for this moment, this time, this Sunday, to speak to us. I pray that you would give us open hearts and open ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Very good morning to you all. Good morning. God is good all the time. This new year, God is going to be really good for us. Amen? God is good all the time. So, I have a lot of things to share with you, but I do have a timer with me to control my time. So, my name is Lemuel. I work for Compassion Canada as a regional relationship manager. And we have Gilda and we have one more volunteer. Sorry, I forgot. We have two volunteers who's going to help us in the table. So we are very happy to be here. And we are very thankful to Pastor family and you all for giving me an opportunity to come and share about Compassion and to share about my life, how God has blessed me. So I would like to share a lot of stories today. The first story is, yesterday, I just took a flight from Regina. I stay in Regina with my family. My wife's name is Shiny and blessed with two kids. My daughter is 14 years. Her name is Johanna and blessed with a son. He's 5 years. Yesterday morning around 6:10 was my flight. And by the way, I'm an Indian and I'm new to Canada. You may ask, why did you get a flight to come to Winnipeg? You could have driven. I'm a bad driver. And a bad driver during the winter. So if I apply brake, the car will stand 1 kilometer away. So I don't want to take a risk. So I took a flight from Regina to Winnipeg. And because there is no direct flight from Regina to Winnipeg, I need to go to Calgary. From Calgary, I need to come to Winnipeg. It took me 16 hours to reach Winnipeg. So 16 hours. So yesterday morning, by the time I reached the connecting flight, which I'm supposed to take, left me. So then I went and approached the WestJet agent. They said, Lemuel, yesterday morning, 8 o'clock, I went to the WestJet. They said, tomorrow evening, 7:35, we booked your flight. I just spoke to the person. I said, Madam, tomorrow morning, I need to be in this church. And tomorrow evening, I booked my return flight. How can you book my onward flight on that? Then they took my ticket and they booked me at 9:35 flight yesterday night. So yesterday, I had a great time in Calgary Airport. So I met few people and God blessed me to share God's salvation to a person who was depressed and prayed for him. Now the entire Calgary airport shops knows me, Lemuel. 12 hours in the airport going around to different shops doing window shopping and enjoy the shopping. So God is good to me. So I was praying yesterday, Lord, if it's your will, take me to Winnipeg, Lord. So I just opened my laptop. I typed an email to Pastor Hooker, said, Pastor, I'm stuck in Calgary Airport. I don't know whether I will make it up. Can you give me your mobile number so that I can reach out to you and update you? And Pastor prayed for me. I'm so grateful to you, Pastor, for your prayer. My flight took at 10 p.m. and reached here by 2 a.m. By the time I reached, I went and checked my Compassion's banner. They said it's there in Calgary. Oh my God. So then, okay, without Compassion banner, let me do a Compassion Sunday. So thank you very much. So before I just share God's word, I would like to share a small story before I just go. There was a Pastor Steve who just came forward and started preaching here. In between of his sermon, Pastor's wife sent a small note to Pastor. A small boy took the note and handed it to the pastor who was preaching here. And the small boy who took the note read the note. The note says a capital letter of K-I-S-S. So the boy took that note and handed it over to the Pastor Steve. And Pastor Steve understood what this K-I-S-S means. He just kept it and he was reading. That the small boy, end of the service, went to Pastor's wife and asked, why did you write that word K-I-S-S and gave it to Pastor during the sermon? And Pastor's wife said, it's a reminder for Pastor Steve to keep it short. K-I-S-S means keep it short, Steve. It's a reminder, so that's the reason, Pastor. So it's a reminder for me, there's a timer that I need to keep it short within the time. So God is good. So this Sunday, I want to call this Sunday as a Global Impact Sunday and a Celebration Sunday. The reason why, we have some sponsors over here who are sponsoring kids for many years. Because of your sponsorship, each child gets Christ in them. Each child gets food. Each child gets the medical need. Because this church is blessing many global churches around the world. Whenever you sponsor a child, you are sponsoring a church. I want to underline this word, my dear friends. Whenever you pick a child, sponsor a child, you are sponsoring the global church. The church in poverty gets a benefit and able to share God's word to the family, that family start attending to the church. So because of sponsorship, that child can able to get food, the child can able to get Christ, and the family can able to listen to God's word. That's the reason I call this Sunday as a Global Impact Celebration Sunday. So I would like to thank the church, the pastor family, and everyone for giving me an opportunity to come and share God's word. So today, I'm going to share on Psalm 5. Pastor, thank you for singing the beautiful song on Psalm chapter 5. This is the first time I'm listening a beautiful song like this. Thank you very much for singing me that song. I was praying for this church for a longer time. Lord, what do you want me to share God's word to this particular church? So I was thinking it's going to be a new year. So it's going to be the first Sunday of this year. God is going to bless you abundantly. My dear friends, this year is a year of blessing for each and everyone. Many people sitting here and thinking, is God is real? Is God is living with us? My dear friends, I'm standing as an example and say, God, listen to our prayer. The reason why, as I said, I'm new to Canada. When me and my wife landed in Canada, we don't know not even a single person who was in Canada. 1.5 years back, me and my wife decided to land here. When we landed here, it was minus 38 degrees Celsius. And me and my wife looking at each other and thinking, did we take a right decision to come to Canada. After we just came, we just took a hotel and we stayed, and we went and saw a house for rent. I didn't have a job when I landed. We went and started searching for a house. The house owner asked us, "Do you know anyone in Canada?" I said, "I know only one person who's my Christ, Jesus Christ." They laughed at me and said, "Okay, Jesus Christ is everyone, is a God for us. But do you know anyone who can give a signature or something and say that you can give the house for a new immigrant like me?" But they said no. But I assured them that within 2 or 3 weeks, I'll be getting a job. So don't worry, can you give me the house? They said, "Can you come 2 days after? We need to think about it." Then they asked me, then me and my wife, we 2 kids, my dear friends, we kneeled down and prayed, "Lord, we need a house." I had around $6,000 as a saving with me. And second day, I just went to the house and asked them, "Will you give the house?" Then they said, "Can you pay us 6 months rent in advance so that you can stay in the house?" I said, "I have only this much money." Then I prayed. Then I went. They said, "Okay, can you pay at least 3 months rent? And you need to assure me that within a month you need to get a job." They gave the house. My dear friends, this year is going to be a year of blessing. How God has blessed me. And when I got a job, I went to the house owner and said, "I got a job." Then I said, I told you in the beginning, I know a person who listened to me. This year, God is going to listen to us and is going to answer to us. This year, going to be a year of blessing. As I said, I'm going to divide my time of 30 minutes into two parts. First part, I'm going to share God's word, what God has given to me to share it with you. And second part, I'm going to share how God has blessed me. The day which I born, till the how God has blessed me. I'm trying my level best to put all my thoughts and my testimony within the time given time. So, as Pastor read Psalm chapter 5, it's a prayer of David. It's a prayer of David. So, what is prayer mean? There are 650 prayers in the Bible. When we accept Christ as a personal savior, we communicate with God. When we won't accept Christ, when we don't know who's Jesus Christ, we can't pray to a God. When we accept Christ as a personal savior, we communicate with God, Abba Father. He is our God 24/7. He is our God 24/7 for anything. For everything, we can get back to Him. There are different kinds of prayer in the Bible. There are, as I said, there are 650 prayers in the Bible. There are different kinds of prayers in the Bible. Prayer of supplication, prayer of blessing, prayer of fellowship, the Lord's Prayer, the lament, and the guidance, and the thanksgiving. There are different. In our lifetime, whenever we are happy, whenever God has blessed us, we will do a thanksgiving prayer. Whenever we are sick, whenever nobody listens to us, when we are depressed, we are asking God, "Lord, are you there with me? Are you listening to our prayer?" Our God is a person who listens to our prayer, answers to our prayer. So today's topic for us in Psalm chapter 5, the key verse will be verse 11 and 12. Lord will bless the righteous. People who are sitting here are the believers of Christ. We are all righteous people. Lord is going to bless this year for each and every one of you. There are 12 verses in this chapter. This chapter was written by King David. The key verse will be verse 11 and 12. Verse 11 and 12. Verse 11 says, "Let all those who refuge in will be glad. Let them ever sing for joy." When you put the trust in God, God will bless you, my dear friends. If you read the background of this psalm, is Psalm 3, Psalm 4, and Psalm 5 were written together. If you read 2 Samuel chapter 15 to 18, David for running for his own life. David is a king, but David's own son, Absalom, wants to kill David. So David was running. David had sleepless night. He was running after because his son wants to kill and take the kingdom. So as I said, I'm going to divide this psalm into three parts. Verse 1 to 7 will be part 1. Verse 8 and 9 will be part 2. Verse 10, 11 and 12 will be part 3. If you read verse 1 to 7, you can see David wants God to listen to him. If you read verse 8 and 9, David wants God to lead him. And thirdly, if you read verse 10, 11 and 12, David wants God to legislate for him. My dear friends, three things. I'm going to give you the points and I'm going to switch over to my testimony. Please go home and open up Psalm chapter 5 again. And with this 3 points, God will speak to you, my dear friends. Verse 1 to 7, David wants God to listen to him. What David wants God to listen to him? If you read verse 1, listen to my word, O Lord, consider my lament. Verse 2, hear my cry for help, my King and my God, to you I pray. In the morning, Lord will hear my voice. Three things here, if you read the first three verses, David wants God to listen to his situation. Listen to his situation. So if you read verse 4, God is not pleased with wickedness. Many a time, my dear friends, in our workplace, some of the places where we work, our situation is so worse, my dear friends. Sometimes we ask God, Lord, my situation is worse. Will you listen to my prayer, Lord? Are you listening to my prayer? My dear friends, I want to share one thing. A God is a God who listens to our prayer, answers to your prayer. But sometimes we expect God to answer immediately. But my God and our God knows when to answer to your prayers. My dear friends, delay is not denial. Prayer for us, it will be delayed, but it won't be denied. Sometimes when I have a small son at home, he's 5 years old. When he asks for a fire, will I give him a fire? Same way, sometimes our prayer will be delayed, but there is a reason for it. There's a learning for it. If you can think about it, some of the prayer that is delayed and answered little late, you know why the prayer is delayed. Same way for David, he's praying to God, Lord, I am surrounded with sinners, Lord. Are you there to answer to my prayer? But God answered David's prayer. David is very close to God's heart. It's written in the Bible. But God didn't answer. God allowed him. He was running for his own life. God answered his prayer. And secondly, if you read verse 4, 5 and 6, David is telling God, Lord, there are more sinners. There are different kinds of sinners David is mentioning in Psalm 4. So Psalm 4 says, God who is not pleased with wickedness. Psalm 5 says, he hates all who do wrong. And it destroys those who tell lies. There are people who are in our relatives, who are within our colleague, who have tell lies, do wrong against us. We are also surrounded with sinners. Sometimes I pray to God, Lord, I'm surrounded with sinners. Can you answer to my prayer? Here, same prayer David prays. And thirdly, if you read verse 7, he is asking God, Lord, I'll worship in your sanctuary. I'm switching over to second point, David asking God to lead him. If you read verse 8 and 9, sorry, I'm running, my time is running. If you read verse 8 and 9, verse 8, Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemies. Lead me, O Lord. Many a times, my dear friends, we are surrounded with a lot of things. We are praying to God, Lord, will you answer my prayer at least this year? God is going to answer you, my dear friends. Our God is a God who listens to our prayers. Secondly, our God is a God who leads us in times of confusions. Many a times we are confused, my dear friends. If you read the book of Daniel, Daniel was cast into lion's den because he prayed. But God has sent his angels to shut the mouth of lion. Sometimes we are like in a lion's den, like Daniel. Lord, I'm surrounded with more people, but God will send the angel. Secondly, if you read the book of Daniel, if you see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were cast into the furnace, the king and the ministers standing out of the furnace, and they said, did we cast three people? Who's the fourth person? My dear friends, when we are in furnace, God is with us. God is in our boat. Sometimes when we face storms in our life, sometimes we feel alone in our life. Sometimes we feel, I don't know why God is allowing me. My dear friends, a God is sleeping, but he knows what is happening in our lives. He's in our boat. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God of David, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego is with us. And thirdly, David asking God to legislate for him. Legislate for him. Verse 10, 11, and 12. But let all who take refuge in him will be glad. My dear friends, when we put our trust in God, our God will listen to our prayer. Sometimes whenever we need help from God, we put 90% trust in God and 10% we put trust in other things. But God wants 100% trust, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they put into the furnace, they put their trust in God. God won't allow us to die. Delay is not denial, my dear friends. Finally, this year, God is going to listen to your prayer. This year, God is going to lead you. And this year, God is going to legislate for you. You may be applying for a new job. You may be studying. You may be want to do something. God is going to legislate for you, my dear friends. God is going to bless you. So I'm going to play a video now, and then I'm going to share my testimony how God has blessed me. I want to share one more beautiful story before I just sit down. My time is running. So I'm so watchful of my timer, my dear friends. So 44 years back, there was a boy born in this world. He was born in poverty, grew up in poverty. Poverty is mean to that boy is like a dark box where there is no light inside the box. I don't know how many of you have been inside the box, closed all the things so dark. For that boy, poverty is like a dark box where there is no light for that boy. That boy grew up in poverty. That boy lived in this community. So you can see the center house. There's a black roof. That's a house where that boy's house is 6 by 10 feet house. 6 feet by 10 feet house. That's a house. And there is no electricity in the house. And there is no toilet in the house where that boy lived. This state is bigger than that boy's house. He just grew up in the house. And there was a drainage water that runs behind that boy's house. Whenever there was a big rain, this drainage water will come inside the house. And the boy cannot sleep inside the house. And the boy's family needs to go to a nearby community center so that the water that came inside the house will drain. and they'll wipe it and they will sleep. And there was a big hole in the roof. Whenever the boy sleeps inside the house, he can see the stars. During the rain, the boy cannot sleep inside the house. The boy needs to go and sleep in the community center. The living room is a, it's on the road. You can see the road. You can see the chairs on the road. Whenever people come and see the father or the mother, they'll sit outside, and the father and mother will sit outside of the road and they will speak. Inside, there will be only one room, and the half of the room will be divided with the kitchen and other room where they will sleep, and they keep all the dresses folded and keep it on the corner. And in that house, there were five kids. Usually, in that country, only one child will be sent to an English medium school where they can't pay the fees. In Canada, the school system is free because you pay free fees. In that country, if you want to go and study in an English medium, you need to pay fees. It's a $2 a month. It's 120 rupees 44 years back. So the boy, the family decided to send that boy to the school. So when the boy was studying grade one, the headmaster called and said, no need that to that boy, no need to come to school. So the boy went home and asked father. The headmaster said not to come to the father said, we don't have money to pay the fees and I need to provide food for all the seven people over here. So be at home. So the boy was very happy playing around and enjoying life. The local church in that community came forward and approached this boy's father and mother. Will you send your son to the local church? We will pay the fees for your child. The parents initially said, no, we are not going to send our son. If we are going to send my son to your local church over there, you will ensure you will teach Christ and you will give a Bible. Because in that country, Hinduism plays a vital role. Whenever we are in poverty, we give importance to the statue that we worship. So the statue is there. Whenever a Christian person enters the house, it's a dirt for the house. So initially parents said, no, let my boy be in and around here. So, but the local church staff keep approaching the parents. Finally, the parents agreed and said, okay, we will send my son to your church, but with one rule, you should not teach Christ to my boy. And the local church said, okay, yes, please send your son. So finally, they agreed. The boy was enrolled in a project and the boy was started going to the church, and the boy was able to continue education. The boy was able to get good food, medical need. The boy was able to get a very good sponsor who can sponsor, write letter. And the boy studied well. And the boy did the doctorate on post-traumatic stress disorder. And now the boy wants to thank God and thank sponsor and standing here and say, sponsorship works. My dear friends, I'm not ashamed to say I was born in poverty. I was a person who ate food from the garbage, my dear friends. So after the marriage function, they put all the food rolled up with the plate, everything, and they'll dump it in a basket. Me and my friend, we go there and take that food and eat that food. Because of sponsorship, I got food. Because of sponsorship, I got medical need. Because of sponsorship, I received Christ. I can boldly say, I'm standing here because of the local church. That's the reason, my dear friends, when I started my sermon, I said, when you sponsor a child, you're sponsoring the local church. Because of the local church intervention, see, compassion is for us. But for us in the community, We are not calling as compassion. We are calling as a local church name. Compassion is only a brand name, my dear friends. But the money that you give goes to the local church, and the local church provide food. The local community people, as faithful to the local church, started accepting Christ and coming to the local church, they accept Christ. That's the reason compassion still exists, my dear friends. Compassion still exists. So there are three things of compassion. Compassion is Christ-centered, my dear friends. Compassion is child-focused. Everything's for compassion is Christ. Compassion doesn't raise funds from any corporate world. If compassion could have gone to the corporate world, compassion could have got good money. But we still want to work with the local church. The reason why we work with the local church is the money goes from church to church. When you support a child, compassion takes only 12% as an admin cost. $1 or $2 takes the money for admin cost for myself, travel and have a table like this. And the entire money goes for the child. I worked in India office, my dear friends. I worked in India office, in a compassion office for 17 years. I know how each dollar is spent for the child. In physical, the child gets food. The child able to pay the fees in the school, able to get English medium school, the child able to get the medical access, and more than everything, the child get access to the Christ. Every day, whenever the child comes to the project, the child can able to get Christ into it. My dear friends, today there are more people. I'm happy to see a lot of kids over here. And when I came to the church today morning, I saw this tree with lot of stars into it. I was sitting here, I was praying, I can see a beautiful stars and the 15 child pack which I brought today, my dear friends. 15 child packs in this tree. I'm just looking, Lord, will you able to get me 15 sponsors today? My dear friends, I can boldly say our God is a God who listens to our prayers and going to bless us. There are 15 kids today abroad. They need someone who can help. My dear friends, I can challenge you. 2 months back, I was in Landmark. I was in a church. I shared God's word. I was standing, me and volunteer were standing. At the end of the service, a couple came with a baby called Evangeline and stood before the table and asked me, remember us? Then I said, I'm sorry, I'm meeting many couples, many people, I can't remember anyone. They said, last year you were in Landmark, you shared, during last year that time, that family was in a very depressed situation. They said, there was a 5 miscarriage for that family. And both husband and wife were listening to my sermon and about compassion. They decided, we got 5 miscarriages. Why can't we sponsor a child instead of having our own child? Then they took a child called Evangeline and they started sponsoring. And God blessed her womb and blessed a girl baby. They kept a name, same name what they sponsored child, Evangeline. They kept the same name and they said, Lamuel, last year we picked up a girl called Evangeline. And God blessed us with our own child called Evangeline. This year, I'm going to pick up a boy. Then the sponsor who were with me, and she laughed at me. Oh, you're going to bless with a boy? She laughed. Yes, I need a boy child. Then the both husband and wife said, we need at least 4 kids on our own. So then my volunteer said, do you want to support 4 kids? Yes, every year I want to add one more kid so that God will bless me. Then she was saying, because I started sponsoring, God is blessing me abundantly. So she said, I want to go and meet the child. My dear friends, there are 15 children today. Please consider it's per month, it's $49 where the child can get a food. The child can get a good medical need. More than anything, the child can get a Christ for him. My dearest friends, because of the project, I got Christ. Otherwise, I could have been there in my own country in poverty. My dear friends, there is a poverty cycle. Only a sponsor can break the poverty cycle. Only a sponsor can break the poverty cycle. The reason why I'm saying it's a poverty cycle, Pastor, I'll take 2 more minutes. The reason why I say poverty cycle, because when we don't go to school, we just be there, enjoy life, and again we get married, we have our own kids, and we struggle for money, we start struggling, our kids will start struggling. Because of the intervention of a sponsorship, I'm released from poverty in Jesus' name. I want to underline in Jesus' name, my dear friends. Because I studied, I know how to save money, how to build my family. I don't want my kids to undergo that poverty. That's the reason we want you to intervene for a child so that the poverty cycle will be break, my dear friends. My dear friends, I don't have time, much time. Please consider taking one and just sign for one child and start sponsoring $49 at least 2 or 3 months. I want to challenge you, my dear friends. If our God is not blessing you, you can give back the child. There's a number over here, Compassion. You can call and say, I want to give back the child. Compassion child will be there in a table in a different church. I'm challenging, my dear friends, consider taking one child today. And you have a satisfaction that, okay, with my limited salary, with my cost of living increase in Canada, I can able to support $49 a child. My dear friends, if we can sacrifice 2 or 3 Starbucks coffee in a month, this child will get a 30 days of meal, my dear friends. My dear friends, I'm not doing a big marketing strategy, my dear friends. I'm standing as an example. Because of a person's sacrifice, I'm standing here. I don't want to deny that. I don't want to deny that. I can boldly say the money that you give goes directly for the child, and the child gets a benefit out of it. And you can write letter. When you start sponsoring a child, please write letter to the child. Introduce Christ through that letter. Introduce verse. Introduce, say, I love you. Because we are denied of the parental love. We are denied. But a love, a letter from you can change the child life. The child will respond to you. And every year you will get an update photo about the child. It can be your child. It's one sponsor, one child. It is not one child, multiple sponsor. It's one child, one sponsor. It's $49 per month. And every year you will be getting a tax receipt where you can file it and you can claim little money from the government. My dear friends, I would like to thank each and every one of you. And God bless you. And thank you for your time and listening to me. This year is going to be a year of blessing. And God is going to listen to you. And God is going to lead you. And God is going to legislate for you. At the end, we are going to have one more thank you video.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you so much to Lemuel for joining us and sharing God's word with us this morning. I can tell you from my own personal experience, having gone and visited a number of projects of Compassion in Ecuador, that everything that Lemuel was saying is true. One of the things that was most impressive, three things that were most impressive to me about Compassion's work that I saw in Ecuador. First of all, is it's obvious that the villages and the towns, the cities, and the neighborhoods around the Compassion projects are transformed. They told me stories of how 30 years ago, before the Compassion projects started in Ecuador, every block there was a bar at the corner of every block, but the whole economically the whole region was uplifted, and people praised God and were worshiping the Lord. That's the second thing that leads me to the second thing that impressed me about compassion. The name of Jesus is always lifted high. There is no compromise on the gospel in the work of compassion. And the third thing is that the incredible efficiency of the agency of the organization of compassion, because it's a grassroots, it's not a top-down, it's not a top-heavy organization, because they participate with the local churches, they're able to have such low administration costs. So I can't speak highly enough about the work of compassion. Lemuel himself is a testimony to the work of lifting, releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name. He mentioned very briefly that he has a doctorate. He has many other degrees I saw from his bio. He has master's degrees and a doctorate degree, coming from a place where he was in poverty, eating out of the garbage, as he mentioned, even having to and really not having running water, not having electricity where he grew up, to living here in and telling others. The Lord transformed his heart and caused him. He could probably have a job doing all kinds of things, but he chose to advocate for children around the world with amazing, because of what the Lord has done in his life. So I would urge you to seriously consider going back to the table and sponsoring a child, picking up a child pack and talking to Lemuel, one of the volunteers back there, and come talk to me as well. I would be very happy to tell you a little bit more, all I know about compassion. For a benediction today, I'd like to read from Romans chapter 12. Paul says, "Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need." Just bow with me in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that you've been with us this morning. Thank you that you've used Lemuel on this trip. I pray that you would continue to use the words that he spoke to pierce our heart. Lord, we pray that you would give us just a real sense of the reality. That's another thing you showed me, Lord, when I went down to Ecuador, is just the reality. Sometimes we can feel like the children that we sponsor are so far away. And, Lord, I saw the children that I sponsored. I saw the impact that it had. I saw the impact that the letters that I had written had, and the real, just how much the children treasured that interaction, how much that you used this work to give them hope, and especially that you gave them hope in yourself. Lord, help us to join with you in proclaiming your name in many different ways, but lead us, Lord, today to support children, to hear the word, and to hear the name of Jesus all around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.